Begin current daf, and sechtes menachas daf dal. Begin of an alf. Begin tes masal. The begins the gemara. Chatas karechmana. The Torah calls the mechas chayte as a chatas. There if it's possible, when it's done shalal ishma. Says tes lafitam zeh. According to this reasoning, lahoyet tzarich limit perakam nizvachim. The gemara did not have to learn that in the first perak nizvachim nafches med beis. The shmias hakol b'mahad tzad. Didn't have to learn it out that chatas that we have to learn out from a common denominator. That's gonna be possible. Shalai lishma, because it could have said, because the Torah calls it a chatos. Well, it's a Torah says, maskan lishmait lo koi. The truth is, the Gemara and the conclusion doesn't come out this way. Eliyelev lam lechziv, who, it's because it says who, that's how we know that it's going to be pasul. But according to what it's at this point, then the Gemara could have said that over there too. Who cares? Hatana de beri bishmal. Which, now, Tosha points out that Bekisa Adam Mechulna Peheri Hamanav, Aperkam, Apelas, Nidav, Chobezim, Bez, Mishan, the Gemara answers regarding this question. Yeah, Medidam and Lilofinan. If you could compare it to something that's exact or not so exact, you learn it from one that's more exact. Why does the Gemara give that answer over there, not over here? Because there, if they're contradictory, so you have to choose one, we'll pick it up from the one that's more comparable. Avakam, but over here, Bahariyas, Besepek, Harakarin, Abchazim, Abayis, the Avshalay, Josh, Darshin, Lahulu, Tavayu. You could possibly Darshin both. So therefore, the Gemara doesn't answer, oh, you know, this question by saying, oh, we'll pick the one that's more comparable. Now, Vehitit Perakat Chelis, but the truth is, the Gemara over there in Perakat Chelis, later on, Daf Mamheim and Beis, Kasha. It's difficult. Why? Because Gabi Kfasim Akvin Es Alechem. We have regarding that the lambs are critical for the bread that's come with it, that carbon. But Gama Benanis, he says, how do you know that? You, me, you. We learn about you from you. But Gama, you, Mitiyena. So that's, we'll learn it out, the equiv on the Kfasim, not on the Lechem. Now, the problem is, Vasim Matin Lamel of Tabayu. But you can learn out to both them, the Lechem and Kfasim Akvin Zazeh. You could say that both are critical for each other. Why are we choosing one, not the other one? So they don't contradict each other. But why are you saying that your yibum is specifically paternal brothers, not maternal? You're right, it could be paternal, but it could even be the not so similar word, maternal too. So there's wonders why over there, you know, would you say you compare to the one that's more comparable if they're not contradictory over there? Okay, but you can still learn the Ashram from a different type of chatas, specifically Shmei Sakal, which has the same exact word. It says, wait, Avagav the Shmei Sakal Gufa, even though that chatas itself, that halacha, Yalfinu b'mahatzad, we know it from a common denominator, Perikam Nezvacham, on the Binyap of Daf Chesim Abayis, Ubayi, Perikam Nezvacham, the Gemara Nezvacham, Nevin Nav, asks as a question. Could you go learn from Gzeir Shava? So what's the Gemara assuming to learn out from there through Gzeir Shava? And because Valiyev, the Gemara does not resolve it, so it says, yeah, Mekamokim is still a Parak Shabbat. Well, that's the Gemara is asking very well. The Ligma Avoynim Avoynim Dishmei Eskal, learn out from there, oh, or at least the other way, Nifshimacha, then resolved that Davalam Binyab, that ain't Chayzim Lam Begzeir Shabbat, it's either one or the other. So that's the Gemara's question. Since it says Tame, it's a wonder because the Bahari is Parakara Koyan of Chesim Bez Yalav, the Gemara learns out, to the Maisi Ashram Tali, you don't bring Ashram Tali when you're not sure if you did something wrong or not. Ela Savak Chatas Kavua, only if it's a doubt regarding a permanent chatas. And how do we know this? Gzeir Shava. Because the name of Ashram Ba'Ashram Tali, it says the word Ashram by the suspended Ashram. The name it says Ba'Ashamai Bitzibur, which is Ashram Kavua. So it says Ba'Adab, to the contrary. Nelev Avainai Mevinish Mesakal. We have the Gzeir Shava over here. That learn after is called the Elviyarid, that it's Elviyarid, because the Hadda by the Mem, this that Dima wants to say the Meisar Nadavu, the Gemara that we only know it regarding that when that is left over is Nadavu, like Koy, the Gemara does not remain with that. So why wouldn't you learn out that it's for Ashram? Ashram tells you it's from Elviyarid, not Ashram Kavu, not a Chatzis Kavu. Parakam de Shvuas, and the Yoram Manav, Ashkachn, we find the Yalev Sar Derech Chedish, the Oven Avaynet. We find that we learn out. In other words, as a proof, Taisa says that we find that the Shidzer B'Shimudun is the Sar Chatzis of Rish Chaydish, Gzer Shava of Oven from Tzitz. So we see that Gzer Shava isn't a scholar even for other things. So we should have said also the same thing to learn out that from the Chatzis of Shmei's Kol that it actually is by Oil of a Yared. Negatus Master begins the Gemara. Chatzis Taimamai. So what's the reason that it's possible? Kedzich Sibahi, which is Ma'akev. So Tosfos says, "Bekam adukti mashma." Many places it sounds like the afine kuvah bechatos. Yeah, the reason why we know it's critical lishma bechatos. The chesed bahi kan we have over here. Berakam desvach on the bimim beis b'shnei mekayim is in two places. Blaz Oimi says, "Af ha'ashem." Even the ashem only b'shua. No, chatos number bahi b'shchit chulu. Ad hasam chatos time of mai. The chesed bahi. So you see two places it says chatos different because says he. So it says with him, it's one because the Hasam he Pirko there on the Zayin of Bay is Amar Chutz Ma Pesah B'Achatos. That's it's Ma'akiv. Yalav Mikra Achina. It learns it from other Pesukim. Why? So for Tetz Rabbi Chaim, he says, yeah, because the Chad L'Chatos Shashach L'Shem Oyla. One is for a straight up Shalal L'Shma for some other carbon for an Oyla. But Chad L'Chatos Shashach L'Shem Chatos of a Nazir Mitzayr, which is still a Chatos, but it's not for Kapar, it's for a Hechsher, and therefore you need another Pasuk. But for Kash L'Pirushi, there's a difficulty according to his interpretation. That's the case. My parach le'el. So why is the Gemara previously asked l'shem chatas naz mitzayro to hek sheiro b'tiriatze? Oh, if you do it for another type of chatas, because you should mechsev zayis teres chatas terachas chal chatayis. What do you mean? But that's what the second pasuk explicitly comes to teach. That it's not going to be kasher. The yishtecha came some posh and say like this: the halachadar shula akiv. Here, when we say that we learn from hutim ma'akiv, behind the hutachsev b'sar nasi. That's specifically the chatas of the higud of the king. From the common parakam, the zvachim navim and aleph, that ain't a ksherin lomahein bain. In other words, that you say that you could have certain karbanis that are done, that it doesn't fulfill the obligation. And he says, you know, how could you say, kalazachim shashach shalishmas ksherin? If they're kosher, mishim meratza, and if it's not meratza, so why are they coming? So Raminu, he said, yes, mitzina b'bon lachami, so we find such a concept. Karbanis that come after a person's death, shem k'sheim ben meratzim, they're kosher, even though they're not meratza, because, you know, the person's dead already, so there's no kapara. The isha, yava isha shabi chatasa umesa, the isha brought a chata, she died, you led this. Yibi yirashar alasa, the yarshim bring her oila, which is a machaper. Vashim nami karab l'maisaghe. And therefore, the Gemara says that Ashem Shiros, yet that we find that comes at Achamisa. So, therefore, since we find such a concept, that it should also be brought from the leftovers. Which, I mean, that we say that the Maisa of Ashem is brought as Oila. Now, so it says v'hashli love d'chsev hu b'sar nasi. So, okay, if we didn't say specific by the sar nasi, I mean, I would have said, oh, chatas nekeiva, chatas that's a female, the higufa l'karva ma'isara, its leftovers cannot be brought as a ayla. El adam, only its monetary value. Kugem ma'afesh techatois lachrayis. Yeah, you have an extra one. With the pas rachman, shlalishma, the Torah says, okay, that's his qualifying new shlalishma. V'sar nasi da v'zachar, but it's the one chatas. And the nasi that's a male, who goofy carve oila lemaisaga, its leftovers is actually brought as oil itself because it's male. This kasher shalal lishma. Oh, so maybe it should be kasher instead shalal lishma, because essentially it's like this concept of that we find that you know that you could have this that it's brought as something else. Because that's what you need a who for. And Bechitim are going to say, what do you mean? Then Lel Fashar Chatois Minim B'Kavachimer. Then you should know other Chatois, just say this, and you'll know other ones for Kavachimer. No, Shemal Yofin Yochim Nasi. Maybe we cannot learn our individual from Nasi. Nasi, his sin is maybe more severe. Or Vaidish, from another part you could say, is Duhu, the Chatas, this who that we're having for Chatas, I we have other Limudim. As Ligluya, who the Ashram, it's, you're right, just for a Gilui, to reveal regarding the who of Ashram, Dulema Akiv, that it's not critical over there. Kahud the Pesach, like we say, similar when it says by Pesach who, Perakam the Zvachim also over there, and then the question is, but you have that of Pesach to say that the Ashram is different. No, B'Shem Ilah Kozav Alav Pesach. Maybe we only said who by Pesach. Lev the Shem Nachi. Maybe we would not have made such a drasha. Or you know, another part you could say is, Hai who the Chatas when it says by Chatas who Asli Gluya who the Mechas Chayit the Mechas Kenayis the Ma'akev to say that their Ma'akev Kedar Shach like we say over here, which we learn not from Chatas. Who and by them who only because I know the who bechatas so do therefore I know by the menachas also maybe that's why it says even though I have other limudim for chatas.
Like it says, Masta begins the Gemara. Lachai Ketaras Emorim. Oh, that you can bring a raya from that. Who? Because that's written by Ashim after the burning of the Emorim, which that itself is not a ma'ak. I says Taisus of other siv. This that says Kodesh. It says Vezoyis Taras Ashim. Kodesh Kodeshim Hu. So it says that before that says earlier before that Ketaras Emorim. That Taras Ketaras Kainim. Taras Kainim the Darshan it for something else. Hukar of intimorosa kreba, that only the asham gets sacrificed, but not its tamura. Ulamayit is coming to exclude toy devel nazir that the inu nishchid betzafet to say, oh, asham is lower than oath, but not the toy devel nazir. A perikam nizvachem also over there. A pirish b'kodesh Rashi explains the leofinim in a. The reason why you don't learn now from that, in mishum lemashmal hu l'shmai, because although it says who kodesh kodeshim who. But you don't learn that from that, even though it's before like Taras Emorim, because to say the halacha of the Shema, like we're saying Ma'akev even, is really because you're who in Mashim HaKrava. It's only when it's written in the name of the carbon, because in Chatos Hu, Asham Hu, but there it doesn't say the name of Asham. Avagav the Chas of Asham Hu, Asham Asham Hashem, the Apostle Darish Batayas Kimne Darshan for some other purpose, Lamuti Asham Nazav, Asham Metzaira, that they don't have to have halacha mikesef shkolim, that has to have a minimum of two shkolim of silver, which it says in that parasha. Now, v'hodu dosh b'sefri b'parasha zois tia gabi oshem mitzayra kekechatas ka'oshem hu prat l'shashachta shalol l'shma. So you see that we are learning out from this other pasuk who by oshem. So that never does machta ba'almahu. It's just hinting to it, because if it really was, then oshem would be ma'akev, and we know it's not. It says Matthew begins Gemara Elahu Lomali. So then, what is Asham Hu teaching? If it's not teaching Ma'akev for Lishma, like Ravuna, for a different teaching of Asham Shalay Nitik L'Riya. Now, Mashma, it sounds like the Hu the cost of La'achik Taras Emorim Kadarsh. That's the Hu that we're talking about here in our Gemara. That's come to teach you this halacha Ravuna. Victor Oysim Akoinim Esbich Ish Lashem Hu Veikar Zayin. But like it's from the Garsi, and if it's not like this from they have the gears of a parakel v'elukachem and timur that yuzayin mabez v'mustri avakiva asham hu asham asham lashem, which teaches you hu karav and timur zikreiva, that's teaching you only the asham gets sacrificed, not its exchange. V'sayiv mukilah, the Gemara says, no, that we know from somewhere else. Rather, the pasuk teaching l'gravuna. So that's a different pasuk of asham, not like our Gemara that says that Ravuna's teaching is learned out from the hu of lachik tarzi mur. Void moreover, the Batari's kind of darshle, they actually darsh in that pasuk that the other Gersois bring there in Timura, Lima'ute Asham Nazim Matar Mekesh Shkalim, that they don't have the halacha of a minimum amount of money. So that's two rayas, not like that Gers over there. Next says Master begins Gemara, Asham Shanitik L'Ri'ya. So if you have this Asham that was detached for grazing, Beshachta Istam, and it was slaughtered unspecifically, Kashalayla, it's Kashalayla Zayla. Now, it says to his Hatem, it's a wonder. Am I Kashalayla? Why is it valid Zayla? I mean, but more, Gemara says, more perikel kachem over the nafiyut chesem and alav. The Gemiri, we have a loch of Mesh Messinai, the chol shebechatas me. So when I'm bechatas has to be left to die, but Hashem raya, by Hashem has left the grace. And if that's the case, so how are you saying that, there's a loch of Mesh Messinai, that you have to redeem it. So how could this be kosher as oila? V'chitim v'gin se'an milikatchila. Oh, that's initially. But by the avid kosher, but after the fact it is kosher. When me'akata had the ten b'sachem, what do you do? The gemara b'sachem say, "Well, the ram dafayin gimel and aleph." Perikam the shuas avid beisav and aleph. Asher shemesa b'aleph. An asher that the owner died, asher neskapa as a ketitam and beis b'aleph, or the owner got a tomin. You're at chistayv. Okay, so you let it graze till double the blemish. V'yamachar it sold. V'yavid b'dam of oila, and then you bring with this monetary value of oila. So you see b'dam of in. Only with its monetary value, of the hugo for loy, but itself not why. So it's because after atonement this works, but before atonement it wouldn't work. So if we let you do it after atonement, so to bring the animal itself, which really the animal itself should be able to be brought, but then you might do it before atonement. Fine. It says Taisa the main, but what if the Gemara should have said, should be because of Allah Mesh Sinai. That the Asham Raya by Asham has to be left to graze. That's another question. That's what we say over there. Says Halacha Mishnah Sinai. Now, Mitzvah Pesha Kunches Masper. From your actual interpretation, it sounds like the Lega Miri. No, the Halacha Mishnah Sinai is Ella is only Nitik L'Riya Ba'am, just has to be left to graze. And you're right, once you give it over to the shepherd, and like the word seemed to indicate, this kasha la'ila. Then from that point onward, it's kasha la'ila. I feel about Asma, you're right, even the animal itself. There's no more name on Ashma in it. And because of the gzera, fine, so that's why we don't let the animal itself. So it says, first of all, it's a big wonder to say such a chiddush. What, just the grazing is permissive? What transaction happens then? Boy, more with the Habalel Meimer, it should have said gzera la'achad nituk, other kodim nituk. It's not about kaparat before it was detached or after it's detached. Boy, more with the mashma head, you hasn't psachim. It sounds like in the Gemara they explicitly psachim, the nituk l'ri'iyah, the rabbanon. That's not al-mach meshum esinai. This has to be detached to graze, it's rabbinic. But the daik, in the fact, the Gemara infers that Masad Rav Huna, the hacha, that the amad that he says, shach tu stam kash la'ila, the teaching that our Gemara brings, when he slurred unspecifically to kash la'ila, amak sabala bayakira. Obviously, he holds, okay, you don't have to uproot it. If that's the case, kilei nitik nami. So then, even if you don't detach it for re'iyah, should also be okay. I'm sure the Gemara answers, you're right, but gzeir la'acha kapar to lefne kapar. So that sounds like that it's the kapar idea. And the re'iyah, you're right, it's just rabbinic halacha. But from Rashi, it sounds like, no, that's not halacha mesh mesina.
So this is actually Rabbeinu Shmuel, that actually, legar sasam, he doesn't have this gersa kilei nitik nami, that, oh, even if it's not detached also. That's not the question. It's not asking on the nituk, because the nituk is from the halacha mesh mesinai. Halacha gers. The gers says yachal. If that's the case, like chilam nami. Then even initially also pirish. In other words, yachal shav testam that you should be able to slaughter on specifically, keeping the leboy akira. You don't have to do any akira. So by my nakav shav testam, why is the wording and he slaughtered stam? The mashma diavad sounds only after the fact. Kadibish lemei understand yahba amar. Everyone has said b'shach tul shem oila. That you have to slaughter l'shem oila, which the bayikir that sounds like that you actually have to come to bayikir to uproot habenicha. The nakadiyav, it makes sense they're saying after the fact. That is after lachanituk. That even after the uprooting it, meaning the putting it to re'iyah, that gzeira, it's a decree from yishchach l'akre that you might come to forget to uproot it. And but now that he says that you don't need akira, so why can't you look at chilush after the nituk? Mashal the Gemara more answers the chila by akira that the truth is, says the Gemara, that nami also look at chila. That even if you don't need akira, it's still also look at chila kama lefnei kapar, like before the kapar. And so it's cool. But that's pushing it. Megia has svarim. First of all, he's editing the svarim. He's changing the gears that we had, which is ihachi kili netignami. And by moreover, that will lishnuye. Then the answer should have been gzeir atu lefnei nituk. It's gzeir because of before nituk, and not because of lefnei kapara. So you say that you can't even after nituk because you might come to do before nituk. Now, so that says that Rabbi Tam legaris kan beperkam des vachim and the benazid of chafei mebeis doesn't have the gears of nituk in lo nituk lai. Doesn't have this the girsa that we have on the words of Rav Huna that if you removed it to re'iyah, then yeah, if not. And ubetmura in brevis farm beperik velakachim dafil chesam enough beperikam as well nafchav chesam enough in b'shem sefer dekra the huba biyasi yehei that we learn out that's what we say in the pasuk who it should be as it is. That we don't find these words. Loy lipsal balay nituk ka'asi. That, and the reason is because it's not coming to teach us regarding without nituk, and that's why it doesn't have the words. Because the truth is that the Reed Rabbani, the halalah of grazing is only rabbinic. And the Hachi Gemiri, that's actually the halacha mishmasina was the chol shabachatas meisa wherever the chatas has to be left to die ba'ashim karav oila ba'ashim it sacrifices oila. What I mean, that's not the way we were quoting up until now. Yeah, because mishum the talking rabban re'iya, since the rabban came along and mugazer that should be let go to graze, and that's exactly because of the kriatul of nekapar because of the four atonement. Not because of shas. So throughout shas the Gemara mentions the wording that the ba'ashim raya that by ashim is to graze, but it's not the halacha mishmasina. That's only because of the gzeir. Because the lemeimer, the kasha loy lebleikira, and the pasuk comes to say that it's kasha to be as oil without uprooting it. Because the b'biyasei, what does it mean that it should be as it is? Masha b'seifer liyas, what it's going to end up being la'achaikira, which after uprooting, yeah, but loyikira, that should be even without uprooting the oil, which can be oil, getting mir like the alach mashmasin. He says, vein lachish, and says Tesis, just to clarify something. Don't be concerned. Ikoy kra ahilchas, so that like what do you mean? The pasuk is going to alach mashmasin. That's what sounds like it's clarifying that. Yeah. Because like the who is qualified alach mashin. The chihai gabnash kechanu. We find the perak alakeh ube parasa b'chores after zayin medav. It's a krav. It's a hilchas. So we needed both. And b'hash tenicha the perak b'sach. Now makes sense with the gemara's b'sach nabayin gimel medav. If that's the case, kilei nitek nami. That if it doesn't get detached, also it means to say why do I put the pig nitek l'riya even when it's not nitek as b'kashul elu because again according to this pirush it's medaban. Says Tzitzis further, Ve'odish Lafarish, could also explain that Gersin Hacha, that actually could be Gairis, Shaper very well, Nitikin Loi Nitik Loi. Lamakra Hu Babiyasi Yehei, that it should be as it is, Koid Mikapar, before the Tom. In other words, Ikev Shit Shabbe in Tom, there is Rabbanim, so of the Gersom that we have. And it's not coming to teach you regarding that it wasn't Nitik L'Riyah. Rather, what we're learning from Hu is that. That where you lost and then you separate another one, you find the first one, and they're both ready in front of you. The plague of Perishnais Iri, which Machlik is Nimna Psamatam, and I was Rabbam and Mitzvah Rishon, says Mitzvah the first one, Birichon Mitzvah Shin, Mitzvah the second one. Lo Omashi Chaveir Kurv Meyad Oilo. The other one is not right away in Oilo. The Rabbi Yasai, Ashim Yehei, because it's still Ashim as it is, Koyim Kapar before the atonement. Hilkach, therefore, Nitigim, Nitigloi, if it was removed for grazing, then yes, if not, not. And that's the reason. Because you know, because of before kapar, when it's definitely still lashem. Pesachim, the Gemara Pesachim, the Gemara after Pesach, the Gemara asks that on Rav Huna kile nitek nami, that even if it's not removed for ye also, meaning hain lacha kapar, because according to Rav Huna, once it's after kapar, doesn't require that. Ela shaloi nitek, it's rather when it's not removed. Because the Bishlemi Boy Akira, I could understand if you require Akira, have a Nichad by a Nitik, it would make sense that you need Nitik, Kadeshi Niskala Akalashem Oil, they should remember to be Akalashem Oil. But the question on Rav Huna was that you don't need Akira because you know it's after Kaparsha, because of Oil. And that's what the Gemara says. No, you write Xerib because you might come to the back of it as Oil of Nede Kapar. This is what I'm going to say. A question according to Rabbeinu Tam that the halacha ba'ashem that Umaysa Pesach, what do you do in regards to the case of Umaysa Pesach, the Karav Shlama? That the boy Akira, you need it uprooted, and the boy Nituk, meaning you have a similar halacha, but Umaysa Pesach is brought as a Shlama. So why don't you say over there that same gezera of the bayinit kadesh like kadesh niskal or kadesh member to uproot it? But moreover, amayli gezrin on day atu lefnei kapar kamei b'asham. Why don't you make the gezera before kapar like we make by asham? No, the shan pesach pesach different things. Mani rak erev pesach mechatzais. It's only a very limited time. But leshaych lemix beklam b'shayz mezushan. If it's not really applicable to make a gezera for the rest of the year. Then it says, "Pretending to say, Bishlam Ashram Shemei Sabalo." I understand the case of Ashram that the owner died. It could make Xer Otto Kaid Misa because of before he dies. I mean, the scarab by love when he gets atonement with something else, Otto Kaid Mabar, where, you know, because of the case before he gets atonement. The Hugufa Lelikar Vaila, that, you know, in that case, that it itself, In those cases, it makes sense to make the gzeira that the halacha itself, that it itself is not brought as oil. But my question is, tamura as asham, vlad tamura as asham, regarding the tamura or the child of the tamura of asham, did not break the kashim of chavim beis yiru they graze. Voilim be gemara koidim kapara the gazinan make gzeira shemur atzma yikriv because it itself might be brought. Because of awesome, the Gemara for a few, it's my gezerik. What type of gezerik? Well, I've gotten kapara. Even if I've got the yeshlik of loyla, it can be rotas oila. Then we can do atzma yikrav oila.
So it itself can be brought as a noila. So what's about mitzvahs is that you're saying kosher b'chat is meisa, ba'ashem is karav oila. Three is only gzeira. So I understand ba'ashem is meisa ba'alav in these two cases to make a gzeira of before because of after. But with temura, where you tell me that halacha is it has to be grazed, and the Gemara says because it's only if you have a kapar. Before, if you didn't get a kapara, so you could bring the vlad itself as the asham. The Gemara asks, and it comes out that no, even if you make kapara, you can't bring it as the asham. Now, and whether before kapara or after kapara, has a lacha of re'iyah. So the big zera is there over there to say it's forbidden after kapara because of kapara. Even before kapara with his asham, you could bring the tamura as a oila because the tamura is not fit as a asham. And because you tell me that ashram is brought as an oila, and tomorrow's ashram is included in that. So that's it. You can answer the gazin atu ashram gufoy lefne kapar. Yeah, because we don't want to confuse with the ashram itself. That it's not really concerned that the tamura might be before you get a kapara, but you might bring the ashram itself before the kapara. So it says, a little difficulty in Rabbein Tam is minazud of chafeim based. The Yishmael Darish. Vlad Chatos, it was Asham, that the drash of who comes to say that it's kasher for oil even out of Akira. Meaning, this Rabbeinu Tam said that the drash of who is coming to be machsher without Akira, but Rabbi Shmuel learns of Raka the Shecha that Vlad Chatos, Tmurus Chatos are forbidden to be makab. And if yeah, you're even not say. He makav lekoy ala basay milchsev rak. Kivayim says in the tzach no you don't need that. How are you in my ashem who crave in tomorrow? See crave. Parvik ma'as lama lekra b'halchasa kamin lay. But halach mashvim the kolos of chatz meis of ashem raya that it's left to graze. So you don't have to be mayit. Shani mentions in the chanami. You're right. Because the kra so what the pasuk for the grab ruin the bechulah. So mashma sounds like the who is aslam utim akrava. It's actually coming to exclude from Hakrava and the love like Shur Hakrava. Like with Darshan Hu in the beginning of the Sugya, to my Tumurus Ashram from Hakrava. That's difficult in Rabbeinu Tam, because according to Rabbeinu Tam, Hu is coming to be Machshir Dva'ilo, even when I have a cure, that doesn't sound like that is what who's coming to teach us.